from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Probably the guy that we don't mention the most in terms of the new additions, right? You talk a lot. We get a lot of Diggs talk. We get a lot of Danielle Hunter talk, a lot of Joe Mixon talk. But Alshire, we don't talk about the linebacker a lot, Clint. And, I mean, when you think, especially to D'Amico, Clint Hill, he may be the most important piece that they brought in, a guy they upgraded in the middle of linebacker spot that is going to be the voice of the defense.
Yeah, look, if you're going to make the move, let Blake Cashman walk, who was really productive, and you wondered about.
Oh,
yeah.
You wondered
yeah,
about that decision.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a guy that played really well and excelled in D'Amico's defense and earned the paycheck and was going to get the money somewhere else. And he got it. He got it in Minnesota. But if you're going to let that guy walk after one productive year in your system, in a year where he seems like he's starting to blossom a little bit and was really promising with Christian Harris in that linebacker position, then you know whoever you bring in needs to make sense. And Azeez Al-Shaair, he clearly makes sense with the history with D'Amico Ryans. And the more we hear from him, clearly he speaks D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio's language. I just think he's one guy that the Texans need to really get used to hearing about,
yeah,
and hearing from. Mike linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair. He's a good interview. He was on Locked On Texans podcast with Cody Davis, and he's a really good interview. He gives some good insight. He's not just beating around the bush. He's talking ball. It was really good. So one, he's a really good player. Two, he's a good interview, a good soundbite. So I think that the Texans fans in general, Ron, are just they're not real familiar with this guy yet, but that they will, he will become I would imagine a fan favorite fairly quickly.
Not sure D'Amico, and Perryman was a veteran. Not sure D'Amico had a kind of voice, his voice on the field last year. Yeah. You know, even as the DC with the Niners, obviously Fred Warner was a voice here, and he had Al-Shaair in San Francisco before he was in Tennessee, so he knows him well. It does feel like this is a coach, so to speak, a voice on the field.
Well,
for him,
I mean,
something that he didn't have last.
D'Amico ain't bringing dude in if he ain't real confident that his best years are ahead of him. You know what I mean? He's bringing him in just because he knows the system. Like I said before, this is year two. You could have paid Blake Cashman, and Blake Cashman had a year in the system where he played a lot and excelled, and knew the terminology and obviously communicated well, you could have done that if that's what you were looking for. Like, the further we get into this thing with D'Amico Ryans, the less it's going to matter that somebody has previous experience in this system, because everybody on the defense that matters, right, has at least 1 year of experience in D'Amico's system at this point in time. So I just look at this guy, and I think there's so much more to him than just his experience with D'Amico Ryans. But that leads me to my overall point when listening to the Locked On Texans podcast with Cody Davis and Aziz Alshire, the middle linebacker for the Texans. It brings me to this. Like, he strongly, of course, backs D'Amico Ryans. And this is for me, one of a handful of reasons why Houston, we just got to be thankful for the guy that we got in D'Amico Ryans. I know he's a fan favorite. He was a fan favorite as a player, and everybody gets it. But here's Al Shaier talking about what I believe, personally, what I think gives D'Amico Ryans some real staying power and gets me good and worked up about him being the head coach here moving forward. It's not about being offensive-minded or defensive-minded. It's really not about the end result of having 10 or 11 wins. It's about the day-to-day grind and how he goes about his business that really gets me worked up.
If he could, he'd go out there and play tomorrow. That's the type of mentality that he has. It's just like this urgency, and he talks about it all the time, but since the urgency, he used to beat that into my head when I was a rookie, me and Dre Greenlaw, all the time, sense of urgency. And so he takes so much time to make sure that you know what you're doing, because for him, it's everything. And so at the beginning, it's so like friction, because you're just like, bro, what's wrong with this man? Like, I remember he used to be me and Dre like all the time. And I mean, it'd be times when he ready to just like slap him upside the head.
Boner alert. This is, look, the linebackers are obviously in great hands here with D'Amico Ryans. That clearly is real talk. But what I like is that mentality of a guy that's been in the linebacker room with D'Amico Ryans before, where D'Amico Ryans was the defensive coordinator, and now he's the head coach, and he's taken that approach to the entire football team of there's a sense of urgency about everything you do. And it sounds like a little thing, but trust me, I was involved in two different organizations that lost a lot of football games.
That didn't have that.
One of the biggest things they were missing was a sense of urgency. Whatever you're doing, whatever you believe in, whatever your identity is, to hell with who cares about it or who agrees with it. Like, have a sense of urgency and a purpose, and be intentional about what you're doing. It's amazing how many I think businesses and how many football teams don't have that. And it seems very minimal, but to me it is absolutely huge that D'Amico Ryans operates that way. And I'm sure he does it as a head coach now. So as a Texans fan, man, I just look at it. It's just one more moment where I was like, yeah, man, we got the right dude.
No, yeah, and somebody who can push that.
Yes.
Right?
Just like, firmly believes
and we've heard how much of a leader he is in there. And people respect that. And, I mean, this is a guy who played for the 49ers who has won. Right? Maybe with Tennessee they didn't as much, but he has been around winning, and that's something that pushes that. Like I said, just another maybe mini D'Amico in pads.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.